What works to end anxiety and depression forever, starting right now, today? You don't ever have to wait to do this any longer. I'm Jerry Banfield. I'm grateful to be here with you today on day 104 of my Happier People podcast. What works for me to end anxiety and depression forever, right this moment, is to see that what I'm describing as anxiety or depression also describes positive feelings. I see that when I describe anxiety, I'm also describing excitement, life energy. I had this experience. I was at an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting one day because I'm a hopeless alcoholic without help. I have no hope in staying sober. I go to Alcoholics Anonymous every day and I learn a lot of valuable things there. One day I was standing in the circle doing the Lord's Prayer at the end of the meeting. My grand sponsor, who was dying of cancer and has since passed away, he was sharing how much he was hurting and how much he was struggling. He was in his 70s and he had several forms of cancer that killed him. And I, meanwhile, was feeling anxious and upset and afraid about my life. And I had this transference. I'm not sure how it happened, but all of a sudden I was standing straight across from him. And it just, I could see that from his point of view, I did not have anxiety. From his point of view, I had everything desirable. That what I thought of was anxiety and was something negative and was something to be frustrated about and dealt with and something I thought was a problem, from his point of view, was a young man full of energy, full of excitement, full of joy, full of energy, ready to go and take on life. And all of a sudden, I had just snapped out of the anxiety, like, I'm not anxious. Oh my God, I'm alive. What I'm calling anxiety is actually my life. All the things that are desirable, youth, health, fitness, fun, all the things that are desirable, I'm calling those anxiety, and it's helping me to condemn myself. It's helping me to look at everything inside me as if it's something filthy, but that's not how anyone else sees it. I got a brief moment where I could see everything from his point of view, and then my anxiety instantly disappeared because I realized, wow, I'm alive. I have the chance. I don't have cancer. I'm not dying. I have full health. I have abundance of life right now. And the exact same feeling in my body did not change. The label of it in my mind changed. The same thing with depression. What I often call depression. I've experienced a lot of depression. I've experienced a lot of suicidal depression in my life, thankfully, which often was accompanied by a hangover. You see, I wanted to commit suicide, but because I was so depressed, but I was so sick, I couldn't hardly get out of bed or even roll over and go to the closet and grab a gun. I was so sick. And I remember looking out the hotel window in Las Vegas one day. I was so sick and so depressed, I thought, God, if I can just jump out this window, everything will be okay. And I didn't even try and get out of bed because I figured they'd already thought of that designing the hotel, that it wasn't the first time someone on the 11th floor of that hotel had gambled all their money away for their whole trip the night before and drank themselves into a stupor and woke up the next day and just wanted to end it all. They probably made the windows thicker than I was going to be able to push through in my hungover state. I've had a lot of days of really bad depression. And what I've learned today is that anxiety and depression are essentially my whole life. Anxiety is a full feeling of life, of excitement. Obviously, you can see I'm full of explosive life energy right now. Now, if I called this anxiety, I would have one hell of a problem because I have practically limitless life energy and passion all day. Now, what's the opposite of that? Depression. And instead of me now, when I have moments where I feel like the air's been let out, instead of calling it depression, I realize this is very relaxing. So a lot of us go through our lives either anxious or depressed. And really, these are just two ends of life. These are just two words that have a negative connotation and a disease connotation that really describe things that are normal and natural. When I'm depressed, it is a good opportunity to relax, to stop doing work. I've learned that when I switch from energy to, if I use anxiety and depression, when I switch from anxiety in my work to depression, it's time to stop working. When I lose the life energy that I have doing this work here, that means it's time for me to stop and do something else. Depression can be an outstanding motivator for change. And once I have been able to see that whatever I'm calling depression is also a desirable state. For example, when I'm depressed, I am more open to relaxing. When I'm depressed, I'm not anxious. It's hard to be depressed and anxious at the same time because anxiety implies energy. It implies enough energy to be anxious and excited. It's kind of hard to be depressed at the same time. You see, if you describe your life in terms of anxiety and depression, no, that's all there is. There are no other emotions. There are over 3,000 emotions that it's possible to feel, and most of us, like me, I got roped into my life was either anxiety or depression. Now I've learned today that when I'm depressed, that if I simply switch the word I'm using, it doesn't sound so bad and the reality becomes a lot different. So anytime the feelings I used to label depression, I now label them, I'm relaxed. I'm ready to do something else. I'm ready to go be of service. And if you can't switch the label right away, responding to the depression with some kind of action is usually really good. For example, if I get depressed, I start thinking about what I can do for other people. Because usually, anxiety and depression do this feedback loop. Where when I'm anxious or when I'm in a state of full life energy, I want to do everything. And often the doing things is liable to be selfish doing things. I want to get stuff for myself. I want to make things happen for me. And then you get into depression after that. Like, oh God, all right, I already bought everything. Like with me, I'd get anxious for most of my life. I'd get really anxious. I'd drink to take the edge off the anxiety. Then the next day, I'd be really depressed and have a hangover. So then I broke that cycle by desperately praying to God and saying, look, I can't do this anymore. Please, I'll do anything to stay sober. I broke that cycle then by going to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting when I was depressed. My anxiety got me into a very depressed state, and that depression motivated me to do something different. Depression is really useful for motivating change. When you're depressed, it's a great opportunity to say, look, what can I do to not have this feeling in my life anymore? What can I do to help someone else with the same thing? I do these videos because I'm able to end anxiety and depression forever today in my life by focusing on service. By looking and saying, I'm grateful I experienced so much of my life in what I called anxiety and depression because that gives me great tools to be useful for you. Now, if you've made it here this 8 minutes with me, I've got something else that may be extremely helpful for you. If all the things I've said have just sounded like wah, 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 I'll give you something that is concrete here. So let's look, I'll move my head around on the video here. Let's look at hysteria. If you've never heard of hysteria before, hysteria is no longer thought of as a real ailment. Hysteria is on Wikipedia here. Hysteria originates from the Greek word for uterus. And the hysteria used to be linked primarily to women. It was thought to manifest itself in a variety of symptoms, including anxiety, shortness of breath, fainting, insomnia, irritability, nervousness, and some sexually forward behavior. Now, let's look at the female hysteria article. Female hysteria was a common medical diagnosis reserved for women. Pretty much if a woman didn't do exactly what she was supposed to in the 1800s, then she was referred to as having hysteria. Its diagnosis and treatment were routine for hundreds of years in Western Europe. Now think about this. This was a routine diagnosis that was prevalent for hundreds of years, called hysteria. Now look down at the symptoms here. Look at all these symptoms. They were considered to have faintness, nervousness, sexual desire, insomnia, fluid retention, heaviness in the abdomen, shortness of breath, irritability, loss of appetite for food or sex. So notice in hysteria that the symptoms both include sexual desire and lack of sexual desire. Notice these insane little things that go along with this disease. And here's my favorite, tendency to cause trouble. Ooh. Now, in extreme cases, the woman may have been forced to enter an insane asylum or have undergone a hysterectomy. The horrible things done in the name of this disease are sadly quite believable. Now, look at this. Now, during the 20th century, the number of women diagnosed with female hysteria started to decline. Now, notice this. The number of French psychiatric cases in hysteria. It was a huge deal for a while. And then look, now let's look at this. Today, I'll zoom in on this one here. I'll move my face back left. Let's zoom in on the big point here. We're here we go. Look. You're missing all the action, as Scarface would say. Today, female hysteria is no longer recognized as an illness. Now think about this for a minute. Would you think about this with me? This disease was a big deal for 100+ years. It no longer exists today. It no longer exists. It's gone. Where did it go? For hundreds of years, this was a big deal. All these women had hysteria. It was a big deal. Where is it? I bet you had never even heard of this before I just talked with you. Now, maybe if you did, you may have heard a little bit about it. When I heard of this, I thought, of course, this is the modern day anxiety and depression. You see, the entire system is set up to let you think you're sick and then make money off of you. This is a fundamental flaw of capitalism that we're all going to have to deal with on an individual level, or capitalism is going to end this whole planet. Now, you can see how government systems like National Socialism, Communism have had their downfalls. Capitalism, we are in the middle of the problem. You see, when you're able to be talked into something. I'll move my head back over here for a minute. When you're able to be talked into something, you go to your doctor. You say, "Doctor, I'm feeling so anxious and so depressed." Or you have a panic attack. I've had panic attacks in my life. I made a video about that. You have a panic attack and you end up dealing with it with alcohol, drugs, and prescription medications. You end up spending money on all these things to try and fix a problem that doesn't actually exist. Oh, Jerry, how can you say my anxiety and depression don't exist? I'm saying anxiety and depression are modern day equivalents of hysteria. That hysteria once was so prevalent, it once seemed so bad, it no longer is a disease today. Anxiety and depression are the exact same thing. And I've spent a lot of my life dealing with anxiety and depression only to realize I made those up. I accepted those ideas from the world. Today, my mind still tries to label how I feel as anxious and depressed. Because why? When I have anxiety, then I need to do something about it. If I'm full of life, energy, and excitement, then what do I need to do about that? There's no problem. Our minds crave problems. Our minds want problems because then they have something to do. Especially men, our minds want to have something wrong because then we go to work on it. We process it. What is there for the mind to do if nothing's wrong? What does the mind have to say when nothing's wrong? When no person's wrong? When no government's wrong? When no company's wrong? When you're not wrong? What is there left to say? You see, anxiety and depression, the mind craves these negative labels because then it has a problem to work on. And the irony is when you accept these labels, you actually bring reality to something that didn't previously exist. And even if you don't use the labels themselves, for example, I thought I didn't have any problem with anxiety for most of my life. However, all I knew was that when I did feel what you might call anxious, I took that as a sign that I needed to drink to change how I felt. I hated feeling full of life energy. It felt so uncomfortable. Even though I didn't call it anxiety, I was condemning and judging my body all the time. And depression to me was a more comfortable state of being than that full of life energy, on the edge, anxious like something might just go wrong at any minute. Oh my God, what's gonna happen next? Today I'm grateful to see the anxiety, depression, and hysteria connection. That these are terms that are made up to assist us in condemning and hating our bodies. And then the entire medical system starts profiting from these. You see, if I don't call my, and I don't go about my day experiencing anxiety and depression, then I'm not likely to need to go to the doctor and spend money to get a diagnosis. I'm not likely to take any pills the doctor would give me because there's nothing wrong with me. All of us that have these things, we get in our heads that something is wrong with us. And I had that idea in my head a long time. And the relief that's available instantly now is to realize there's nothing wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with this body or your body or any of the other people. There's nothing wrong with me that needs to be fixed. And that is the foundation that all these negative things come out of, anxiety and depression. Once you fix the assumption, the belief that something deep down is wrong with you, things like anxiety morph into life energy. The exact same feeling becomes something that's wonderful, something that's good. I get so many people that ask, Jerry, how do you have so much energy in these videos? How do you have so much excitement and passion? Because I don't believe there's anything wrong with me. And this is what's normally available to every human being that doesn't punish themselves. If you look at my daughter, she's a year and a half old. I know frequently people say kids have so much energy because they don't believe anything is wrong with them. As soon as a child assumes the belief that something's wrong with them, it often messes all their energy and their whole life up. All of a sudden, they don't have as much energy. They don't want to go out and play. My daughter runs around and plays relentlessly. She is full of life energy, and now I am just as full of life energy as her. I can keep up with her all day, every day, because there's nothing wrong with me. And that is a miracle in my life. And I have a video, and it's coming out as a book, and it's all available as a class as well. And if you want to get access to it, it's on my YouTube channel. I will minimize my head here and put the link up. So I've got a page, free courses. It's called Speaker Meeting 2017. And if you've struggled with things like anxiety and depression and all addictions, would you please watch my Speaker Meeting 2017 class? It's on Skillshare. If you go to my free courses page, you can watch it totally for free. You don't have to pay anything if you go to my free courses page. Find Speaker Meeting 2017, click on the link. It'll take you over to Skillshare where it will ask you to sign up for an account, which then you can watch for free. You don't have to pay for a premium membership. Now, if you do pay for a premium membership, you get a free month of Skillshare Premium, and then it's $8 or $12 a month, depending on whether you pay annually. I've got 71 more classes you can take. And if you do pay for a premium membership, I really appreciate it because I get $10 if you use my link. And then I get 5 cents for every minute you watched. And out of a 7-hour class, that's a lot of minutes. So I appreciate it if you do watch that. However, you can take it totally for free. You don't need to pay anything. And there's 7.5 hours of me going through my journeys in addiction, my journey struggling with emotions, my journey trying to use things like food and putting on weight and struggling with diets to change how I feel. And I show the tools I use to live a happy, healthy life today. And then I bring that into a context of recovery. Now, if you want, the speaker meeting 2012 on 2017 does not include, I have sections, very detailed and intimate sections. I've never heard anything like this outside of what's been shared in an AA meeting. I have a video on YouTube called Speaker Meeting 2017. It's on my YouTube channel. It is 12 hours long. It includes alcoholism, sex, and gambling / money issues, sections that are not allowed to be included in the Skillshare version because they have explicit content. This will also be available free on Amazon Prime within, hopefully by March 2017. Now, what I've found helps in identifying whether I feel like I'm a good person or not is hearing honestly about other people's lives. The problem is that we get these idealized visions of who everyone else is, that we think other people around us are just perfect people that are doing great, and then we're the only ones who are slimy, who are nasty on the inside. And what's helped for me is to get into every single little detail my mind hides from me. In Speaker Meeting 2017, I bring up things I've remembered as far back as 3 years old. I bring up things like getting grounded for a month, for just essentially discovering of my body, and the huge reaction then from the adults in my life, and getting grounded for a month, feeling like I didn't belong. And then how I picked up this body shame as I became a teenager who simply was curious about his body and who didn't trust anyone to talk to them about it because of what I'd experienced when I was 8 years old. And then how this goes forward and builds into this horrible feeling that there's something wrong with me. And then that comes out in anxiety and depression. I either am depressed, I can't stand who I am, and I can't stand how anything else is in life, it's all not worth living, or I'm anxious, I've got a ton of energy and I'm afraid that someone's gonna find out who I really am. Someone's gonna find out, or that I'm gonna lose the things I've worked so hard to have. So it's helped me a lot to hear honestly about other people's lives, to hear people not BS me, and not try and gloss over the most important details. So I laid it all out there. This is a crazy thing to do, to talk about all the things I talk about in this YouTube video, and which will be in an Audible book, Amazon Prime, and be on Amazon and Kindle as well. So this is what I'm doing. This is the best of what I am able to do to help out with anxiety and depression, is to share every bit of experience I have related to it in my life. So you can get, and if, would you be willing to help me continue to be here with you today? What helps me is to give generously every single day. Anxiety and depression, the feeling of something's wrong, the direct antidote to that comes from generously giving. I go to an AA meeting every day, which you could think of that in terms of volunteer work. Even though I haven't drank in about 3 years, I go to the meetings every single day because that's my volunteer work, essentially. That's how I learn and remember that I have work to do today. That is my service work today. The antidote to anxiety and depression is to do something good for others. And then through doing that good, you see that there is nothing wrong with you. In order to have anxiety and depression, even without the labels to experience those, it's required. You must believe something is wrong with you. And to me, I bring out everything in the open. All right, mind, you think there's something wrong? Let's look. We're going to look inside. We're going to look around. We're going to see every single reason you think there's something wrong. And I'm amazed how far back that goes in my life. It goes back as far as I can remember to my body. Feeling like I was a body and that there was something wrong with the body, therefore there's something wrong with me. That my body is shameful and disgusting and I need to make sure I keep it hidden and not expose it to anyone especially. So I'm grateful today. I don't feel there's anything wrong with me today, and that's a miracle. And I've had a lot of help from other people who've been through this transformation. So I hope to be a helpful part of the same for you. I realized the best I can do today to never have to experience anxiety and depression again is to offer my service, offer everything I know about it to you so that you may receive the same gift in your life. Because what about on a day where I'm having a challenging day? It's amazing. The more I help, the more I do service, any day I start to struggle, life just throws one random or maybe not so random coincidence, but life throws all the help I need back at me. So thank you very much for experiencing this with me today. I had a friend that motivated me to make this, and I hope this is helpful for you. I hope that you see it's possible to have lived a life full of anxiety and depression. It's possible to have complete and total escape from that forever, starting right now. If I can do it, there's no reason it can't happen in your life starting right this moment. So thank you so much for experiencing this with me. I hope you have a wonderful day today.